Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in al-Islam, I welcome each and every one of you to our series dealing with the 40 ahadith on the seerah, the life and times of our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we will discuss a beautiful hadith narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them one day, Bayna rajulun bitariq. One day a man from the people of the past, before the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was walking on a path. Ishtadda alayhi al-atash, and he became extremely thirsty. Fawajida bi'ran, he found a well. Fanazala fiha, he got down. Fasharib, and he quenched his thirst from the well. Thumma kharaj, and then he was on his way. Fa'idha kalbun yalhath, he found a dog panting out of thirst, out of the exhaustion, out of the heat. Ya'kulu athara, this dog was licking the wet sand out of the thirst or the heat. Min al-atash. Faqala rajul, the man said to himself, laqad balagha hadha al-kalb min al-atashi mithlu alladhi kana balagha minni. This dog is as thirsty as I was. I'm very thirsty, this dog is thirsty as well. فَنَزَلَ الْبِئْرَ, he once again went down the well. فَمَلَأَ خُفَّهُ, and he filled up his shoe with water. فَسَقَاءَ الْكَلْبِ, and he gave the dog to drink. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became so happy with that action. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that action. And Allah is ash-shakur, the one who is most appreciative of our good deeds. Allah appreciated that action. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, and Allah forgave him. Allah forgave that man. Why? Because he gave a thirsty dog something to drink. The Sahaba were amazed. They said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, wa inna lana fil ba'ha'imi la ajra, do we get reward when we look after our animals, our camels, our cows, our livestock, our dogs and cats? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fi kulli dhati kabidin ratbatin ajrun. In everything that has a wet liver, in everything that has a anything that is alive, anything that has a moist liver, meaning anything that's alive, in it there will be reward if you look after it. Subhanallah. What do we learn from this? We learn that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Allah describes him in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have only sent you, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, we have not sent you for any reason except as a mercy to the worlds. Part of that mercy was not only covering and encompassing of people and of human beings, of men, women, but also of the downtrodden, the animals, those creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people don't have time for, even the creation of Allah, including the animals, they experienced a portion of the rahmah and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this hadith we learn that being merciful to animals is a means for your forgiveness. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, Allah was appreciative of this action. فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, and Allah forgave this person. Giving water is one of the best forms of charity that you can give to any of Allah's creation, whether that creation might be humans or whether that creation might be animals, subhanallah. Allah states in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have created every living organism. Everything depends upon water. 70% of the earth is water. 70% of our bodies, subhanallah, consists of water. So water is life. And giving water, subhanallah, is from the best of deeds that one can do. And also we learn from this hadith that sadaqah and doing good even includes those who don't share the same faith as ours. Non-Muslims, they can also be recipients of good and sadaqah, subhanallah. Why? Because the Prophet said, in every living thing, there is reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from this mercy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be of those who share the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran jazeelan, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.